First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel meets with Laura David Trisman, co-president of Cuba Initiative.
Cuba reiterates its commitment to protection of workers' rights at ILO conference.
U.S. president cuts aid to Central America and threatens to deport millions of migrants.
U.S. to send additional 1,000 troops to Middle East.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel met on Tuesday with Lord David Trisman, co-president of the Cuba Initiative, who is heading a delegation of businessmen from the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland visiting the island. According to Granma newspaper, the meeting confirmed the good state of bilateral economic relations and Cuba's commitment to continue strengthening its relations with the initiative. Lord Trisman was accompanied by Anthony Stokes, UK ambassador here in Cuba, and Chris Bennett, coordinator of the Cuba Initiative. Participants in the meeting also included Rodrigo Malmierca Díaz, Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, and Marcelino Medina, Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs. The visit materializes the relaunching of the Cuba Initiative in correspondence with the will expressed by both governments during President Díaz-Canel's visit to London in November 2018. The Cuba Initiative is a bilateral mechanism to promote economic, commercial, and social relations between Cuba and the United Kingdom.
Cuba's first Vice President, Salvador Valdés Mesa, is in Geneva to attend the high-level segment of the 108th Conference of the International Labour Organization, the ILO. Addressing the plenary of the conference on Tuesday, Valdés Mesa acknowledged the work of the UN body, which is celebrating its centennial this year. He added that it's imperative that all member countries strengthen their commitment to the ILO and its mandate in a world where the current international order turns social justice, decent work, and labor rights into a chimera for millions of human beings. The Cuban leader recalled that the Caribbean island is proud to be one of the founding members of the organization and will continue strengthening its bonds of cooperation with it, and will remain committed to the protection of workers' rights and creating a fairer world. In another moment of his address, Valdés Mesa warned that multilateralism is being discarded as a way of solving global problems, fostering confrontation, aggressive rhetoric, and impositions and a disrespect of international law. The Cuban vice president also raised the U.S. blockade against Cuba, a coercive and unilateral measure imposed on the island for almost 60 years. The blockade, he said, constitutes the main obstacle to our development and a massive, blatant, and systematic violation of the human rights of a whole people. Later in our programming today, we'll bring excerpts of the speech by Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdés Mesa at the International Labour Organization.
U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has slashed around $550 million in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras due to thousands of their citizens seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. On Capitol Hill, congressional aides affirmed the administration told them $370 million in aid to Central America that lawmakers had approved for fiscal year 2019 would be relocated and that an additional $180 million would be suspended. In March, Trump warned his administration would cut these funds. According to reports, next week, federal authorities will begin the process of deporting millions of undocumented immigrants in the United States. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is currently detaining more than 52,500 migrants a day. Most of them are asylum seekers protected by international law, escaping political persecution, gang and drug-related violence. U.S. lawmakers who opposed the plan said it was cruel to cut off aid to countries grappling with hunger and crime and that the move would be counterproductive, as it would more likely increase the number of migrants that decrease it.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has announced the deployment of about 1,000 more troops in the Middle East for what he said were defensive purposes. The high-ranking Pentagon official approved the U.S. Central Command's request to increase forces, quote, to address air, naval, and ground-based threats in the region. As U.S.-Iran tensions are at an all-time high, observers believe Donald Trump's administration continues to push a warmongering agenda against Iran. Iran's diplomatic mission to the United Nations accused Washington and its regional allies, which include Iranian rival Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, of, quote, warmongering, while calling on, quote, the international community to live up to its responsibilities in preventing the reckless and dangerous policies and practices of the United States and its regional allies in heightening the tensions in the region, unquote. Since early May, the U.S. has been increasing its military force and threat in the region, where it currently has around 50,000 troops. Washington has deployed the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group, a bomber task force of B-52s, and a Patriot missile defense battery in what many see as a bid to intimidate Iran.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
A tribute to national hero José Martí and the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, at the Santa Ifigenia Cemetery will be the first action of participants in the 16th International Trade Fair, Expo Caribe, which is opening next week with the attendance of more than 20 countries. Some of the events at the opening day at the Heredia Theater Complex in Santiago de Cuba include a postal cancellation and the celebration of the 12th Business Forum of the Greater Caribbean, sponsored by the Association of Caribbean States, the ACS. On hand for the event are six ministers from Caribbean countries and the General Secretary of the Association of Caribbean States, Dr. June Sumer. In statements to Cuban press, Sumer acknowledged the cooperation and solidarity bonds between Cuba and sister nations and how teachers, doctors, nurses, and other professionals have been trained in Cuba. The Expo Caribe Trade Fair is Cuba's second largest trade event, and its goal is to promote economic and commercial exchange from eastern Cuban provinces with neighboring Caribbean states.
In Caracas, the Venezuelan capital, Vice President of Communications, Tourism and Culture, Jorge Rodriguez, presented more evidence of the network of corruption led by Juan Guaido. Rodriguez revealed screenshots of conversations between Robert Marrero and a person whom they called Rosana de Cucuta, in which he tells Marrero that he does not have enough money to hire assassins from other countries in Latin America to promote destabilization in Venezuela, to which Marrero promises to pay between $500,000 and $700,000 per day in order to hire the hitmen. For these payments, Marrero also communicated with Guaido, telling him to ask Colombian President Ivan Duque to indicate a non-government organization, an NGO, to handle funds up to $1 trillion.
The United Nations has warned it would likely have to begin suspending food assistance in Yemen due to Houthi rebels' interference in the distribution of the much-needed aid. David Beasley, an executive with the World Food Programme, told reporters, "We are now assisting and feeding over 10 million people per month. But as the head of the World Food Program, I cannot assure you that all the assistance is going to those who need it the most." Why? He said, because we are not allowed to operate independently and because aid is being diverted for profit and or other purposes. The U.S.-backed Saudi-led war in Yemen has led to the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The United Nations reports that 80% of the population, over 24 million people, need some form of assistance. And despite strong protests in the U.S. over the attacks on Yemen by Saudi Arabia, the Trump White House has continued its support of the Saudis with hundreds of millions of dollars in direct military assistance.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel meets with Lord David Trisman, co-president of Cuba Initiative.
Cuba reiterates its commitment to protection of workers' rights at ILO conference.
U.S. president cuts aid to Central America and threatens to deport millions of migrants.
U.S. to send additional 1,000 troops to Middle East.